Now, 1-8-57-15-8-1-5 or 5-1-double-1-5-1-double-5-1. God, you'd think that I'd know it by now, here almost a month at this stage. Joseph, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you doing? I'm not too bad at the minute.
You're not a Bank of Ireland customer by any chance,
no,
are you?
No, definitely not. No, I'm away from the banks at this stage.
I tried about 2 weeks ago and eventually succeeded, though it took me a half an hour in figuring out the school transport scheme. And it's not the first year that I've done it, but God, it's devilishly complex. You're in an even more complex situation now. Tell us about it.
Yeah, just in relation to my fourth kid, it's my daughter. She's starting secondary school in September. Now, her other three siblings have been attending trim schools for the last 6 years. Now, it's only come to highlight now that CIE have decided that she's not eligible to go to Trim because they reckon that the other village, Longwood, is nearer than Trim. So they're trying to force her to go to Longwood, or else she has to pay €350 for the next 6 years every year for the bus to pay for it. Now, we had free travel. Anyone with a medical card had free travel. So it's a big blow to have to splash out €350.
How could Bus Éireann end up having any role in deciding where somebody should go to school? Surely that's entirely up to the Department of Education.
Yeah, but what... And I wouldn't mind. The way that they are doing this route is they are judging it by as the bird flies, if you know what I mean. The distance to Trim from where my daughter has to be picked up.
Yeah, and... Go on, how far is it?
It's actually the shortest route that we mapped out today, and we drove it, is to Trim, not Longwood. Now, the Department of Education and CIE are disputing this, and they won't back down on anything. Now, what they're doing is, as the crow flies, is what they're judging. They said to us that anywhere there's a footpath or you can ride the bicycle, which is ridiculous, and it's across bog roads where the buses don't even travel. That's the route that they're taking. Now, it's not even on the bus route what they have monitored.
But what's the difference between Trim and Longwood in terms of miles?
The shortest route to Longwood is 4.9 miles, and to Trim it's 4.6 miles. So there's 0.3 of a mile in the difference. But they're arguing this out because whatever they have to say, it's in regards to footpaths, bog roads, and uh-huh. I mean, they're doing Google Maps, but they're not even doing the bus route.
And 4.8 kilometres is the cut-off, isn't it? You have to be more than 4.8 kilometres away or they won't transport you.
Yeah, we're 4.9 miles exactly away on the bus route. On the shortest bus route, and you know, and they are arguing the point that for the sake of 4.6, 0.3 of a mile, we're nearer to Trim than Longwood.
So they're saying that she could go to this other school and that she would be your responsibility and that they wouldn't have to pay.
Yes, what they want us to do is fork out €350 for the next 6 years to send her to a school that, I mean, her siblings have gone to Trim, and we actually live in Trim Parish, which is... Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a joke. The Minister of Education, they won't back down on this.
And who is it that won't back down? Is it the Department of Education or Bus Éireann?
Bus Éireann and the Department of Education. Now, we've looked for the inspector's number, name and that to find out who mapped out this route, but they just blank us out and they won't give us anything.
And is it that there's going to be nobody else on this bus and they want to see if they can cancel the route? To avoid her being the only passenger on it, or are there going to be other kids who'd be picked up at the same point, do you think, and brought to Trim?
Not an issue at all. No, no, that's not an issue at all. The route is still there.
So this bus will be going along that route with other kids on it?
Yes, the exact same bus that my other kids have taken for the last 6 years into Trim. And now they want my youngest daughter to go a separate direction on a separate bus because they reckon it's shorter, going as the crow flies. Now, I mean, I could send my daughter out to go across bog rolls, potholes where buses can't drive on a bike in the mornings, to cycle 4.9 miles in the morning.
So now, for the sake of 0.3 kilometres, 300 yards, they're going to make her switch school, basically,
yes,
is what it seems to come down to. 300 yards.
But that 0.3 is in our favour because it's 4.9 miles to the school they wanted to go to, and it's 4.6 to the school that my siblings are going to. So
entirely separate question, Joseph. How many in the house? And do you have, a water meter, or are you on a well?
No, I'm on the water meter myself.
You do, and how many in the house?
Yeah, see, I'm separated, so I'm away from the family at the minute, so I have my own place.
So how many?
Well, in the house, there's five.
There's five people in that house.
Yeah.
And does it have a septic tank or not?
It has a septic tank, yes. It has its own septic tank, yeah.
Okay, you are going to be paying €292 next year in water charges.
Yes, and the septic tank has to be changed, and the bus has to be done 350. Yeah.
So anyway, that breaks down to about €24 a month. What's that going to do to the finances?
Well, that's going to hit it bad, you know, because, I mean, it's not just me. There's I'm talking to hundreds, and I'm talking hundreds of families that in the one little area that's affected by this. And it's putting the kids under stress because the kids don't know if their parents can pay the money. Have they to go to a school that they've no friends in, to go to a different school, different bus routes? They don't know what's going on.
It's an awful stress to place on the poor children, absolutely. Just
yeah, because my daughter at the minute, is panicking that she won't be able to go to the school that all her friends are going to, and that everything that she's picked and wanted to go to do, you know, and my other siblings will be going with her, and she was looking forward to going with it. So now it's a big issue.
All right, Joseph, thank you very much. And do come back to us and tell us how this resolves itself.
Yeah, we're actually in the process. We've been talking to a TD at the minute, but he's getting no response either. They're just blanking us out completely.
All right. Okay, Joseph, thank you very much. 51551, the text number, joe@rte.ie, or email.
1850 715 815.
Okay, 1850 715 815. Louise, hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
You're calling about the school buses.
I am. I'm calling about the school buses in the area where I live. And it's the fact that if a person is entitled to a medical card, years ago when my children were going to school, if you had an entitled to a medical card, you could go to any school in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But this rule has changed, and now you can only go to a school which is designated to be the school in the catchment area.
Yes.
In
addition to which, I should also say there has to be 10 kids using the service within that locality, within the catchment area as well, for them to run a bus now.
Yes, well, there is. Well, it's not running a bus as such, because at the moment, some children who are entitled to a medical card, which, unless it's a medical card by dearth of need, you know, a medical condition, it's because the person can't afford to go to the doctor. So if they can't afford possibly to bring their children to the doctor, €350 a year is quite an amount to add on to the cost of uniforms, books, all the other things that children need to return to school each September.
Particularly because, am I right in thinking, you either have to pay it all up front or you can only pay it in two instalments?
As far as I know, you have to pay it all up front.
Yeah. I think you might be able to do it in two, but still, €175 is still a fairly large sum of money to have to...
It surely is, and if you have two children, there is a cap of €620 on that. But if you have two children attending a second-level school, that's €620 you have to find before you buy a book or a copy or anything for the school. But what my point is why should an authority designate what school your child goes to? Because if you have a medical card by reason of by reason of unemployment, economic means, exactly. That means you actually can't afford to go to the doctor. So what makes you be able to afford to pay €620 for a bus? And the fact that in my area, two of the schools involved, the catchment area school and the schools in Wexford Town, are actually virtually equidistant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a case of, you pick the school nearest. It's the case of you have to go to the school that they say is in the catchment area.
But Busairin went on to us. They say that they apply the rules as they have been agreed with the Department of Education. Exactly as you say now, they changed the whole catchment area system last year or the year before. And the other thing they wanted to clarify in relation to the previous call on this is that they don't measure things as the crow flies. It's not that you have to live 4.8 kilometres as the crow flies.
Exactly.
They actually map it out along the road.
Exactly. Well, we have driven the road to both schools and there is virtually about 4 yards in the difference. So there is no way either of them are only 4 or 5 kilometres. Both are 9 or 10 kilometres, equally distant. So it doesn't bear, it just doesn't stand up, that argument.
And have you put the point to them that where the schools are virtually equidistant, why could you not choose which school you want to go to?
We have done that lots of times.
And would there be
a
minimum?
Have several other parents.
Would there be a minimum of 10 other kids going on the bus to the school of your choice?
Absolutely. Right. There'd be plenty of other children.
Okay,
going
Louise.
To school.
Thank you very much. 1850 715 815.